It's some time to get on live. I love this song, guys. And maybe many of you know. Can you hear it? In Norwegian. Do I think of the African beaten flavor. Everybody doing what they do. It's one thing I know. Sorry to dance without while sitting to dance while sitting. Some things that I can see. And that's just how I feel. That's just how I feel. Trying to do things that I can see. We'll let it go. This is a good song, this line. But it's connected, okay, to the thing. Am I tripping for having a vision? You can get the theme, right? What we're gonna talk about and the question that I had. Hey, thanks for joining. So I'm gonna let the music go, but great song. Okay, so I actually didn't get chances to see if you had any comments on it because I kind of put it up, but the question, I really want blank, fill in your answer. But I don't know how because blank. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. How to get what you want, but also the number one mistake to avoid that I just see it happens way too much. Yeah. And again, this is all connected. So stay tuned. We're going to go into detail. I'm going to give you steps for what to do, make it really simple. But this is all connected, and you probably noticed I've been promoting this. A toolbox I created called Design Your Life. This is the last day to get it. And it's because, and like, there's so much that's so important about this and can help some people, and I'm so like inspired about. But also, I tried to get to the essence, like, what is the most important thing? What's one exercise we could do together today for you to really understand how to use this in your life, how to really get what you want, how to design your life. So this exercise and this live stream today is going to be very practical. You might want to take notes if you want a note for how to do this. And I specifically wrote out these blanks so that, hey, Francesca, thanks for the love. I wrote out these blanks because it helps to write things down. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. Get it out of your head and onto paper. That's one step in making things more tangible. And then, of course, the next is to act on what you write down. Just writing it down first is big. Okay. And I wanted to, yeah, let's just start. I don't have answers, but you can feel free to put in the comments if anyone has specific examples. But I'm just going to go with my life because it's the best example I can give. For the longest time, I would say most of my life growing up, what I would insert here was what I really wanted was a happy marriage. Like from young, I always knew I wanted to have a happy marriage and a happy family. But it was also my biggest fear because I didn't feel like I knew how to because I didn't have the best example growing up. My parents, great people, I love you, mom and dad, but did not have a happy marriage. And it's something that kids see pretty easily, right? And so I grew up, especially as a teenager, I got super resentful because I felt like this is the thing I want the most. And yet, the people who should teach it to me, I don't have it from them. So, how can I do this? And that's the first step you've got to let go. And in your sentence, whatever it is, the thing that, because I don't know this, you've got to let it go. So, for me, the huge shift that happened in my life was when I realized that. The minute, because I was so like, the thing that I want the most is out of my control because I didn't get that example. I didn't have an example, so I don't have anything to work with. Then you lose power whenever you take it out of your control. And that's exactly what happened to me for so long in my life until it took a long time of slowly letting go of that and really being free. And that's what like real freedom is when you know that. Everything is in your hands. And that's exactly what the point of Design Your Life that I created is There is so much joy in responsibility. I think so many times we feel like, oh, you hear like, it's up to you. You are the change, you're the difference. And it feels like, oh my gosh, it's so much pressure. But the real freedom comes from knowing like there is nothing that can stop you and to really know that. And so that's why I had you write out this sentence because I want you to do for the first part of this practical exercise. Is I want you to just literally cross out whatever you wrote after because. So I really want this, but I don't know how because. Just cross it out right now and do it physically because that is the first step of knowing, okay, this doesn't exist. You might still feel feelings or whatever around it, but for this moment right now, cross it out and say, that's off the table. That doesn't control me. And now we're just gonna focus on what you really want. So, whatever you wrote, my going back to my example, I really want a happy marriage. So, when I started focusing on that, I went sort of the natural thing for me to do was like, okay, let me research it. I didn't get these examples from my parents, so how can I find it? And I did all this, like, I love collected all kinds of marriage blogs and things and read stories and different couples I admired and looked at what they did and rather, and I was collecting all this information, and it was good, but this is the thing, and this is the number one mistake here that we make so often, is when we want something really bad, it's natural to want to look for inspiration, natural to want to look for people who have that, and what did they do? And that's fine as long as you're just looking for inspiration. What you don't want to do is imitate, okay? So remember, inspiration over imitation. What happens is I start looking and you start comparing. So in the beginning, when I wasn't with anyone, when I wasn't in a relationship with my husband, it's all fine because I'm gathering inspiration and it's conceptual, right? I'm like, okay, this is what I have to do, blah, blah, blah. But once I got married, ooh. Well, first I was like, okay, this is way harder than I thought. Now I understand, men and women, they're very different. And I also realized like we are unique. And I have to emphasize this. As a couple, you are unique. As an individual, you are unique. And it's like all that information and things I took, I started to get frustrated because I couldn't feel like it didn't always work for us. Like I wanted just something that was really specific that would help us, but that's part of your couple is figuring out what's unique about you. And one of the things that early on I just learned to embrace about us was that we were awkward. And if you don't know our story, I have to tell that. I'll share it later because we're coming up to our 10-year anniversary of when we met. So I'll be sharing about that. But still, we were really awkward in the beginning. And we're one of those couples. Hey, Shauna. Hey, Francesca. It's nice for everyone joining. We're one of those couples who like people look at and you're like, how did they get together? Like you don't know. And I realized that early on, and I'm like, this is actually really unique. Like, this is us. We are the awkward couple, or this is something about us that is who we are and how to embrace it. And so this is my tip for what to avoid, okay? I hinted at it, but the number one thing after you've kind of found what you really want and you're trying to focus on it, look for inspiration and ideas. But then make it your own. Focus on creating it your way because you are unique. Like, no matter what, you don't want to do and imitate what someone else has done. We don't need another that person. We need you. We need your story and your life. And I can't say this enough. Like, we do it too much. And if I'm talking just about relationships, like, this is so important. Focus on being creative in your relationship. Focus on finding creative ways to communicate, creative ways to overcome struggles or challenges. Think like, how can I really help? Oh, this came up. Okay, what can I do? What can we do to find a way to make this work together? Don't compare. Like I've said this so many times, creativity over comparison, it goes on so many levels. Like, yeah. I can't even, but in marriage, in relationship, like this is the big thing that has been a huge change for us and transformation, and also a change, and I said, in being able to really get what you want, is you cannot compare to anyone. You've got to put your energy and your focus into creating it your way, into finding out how to express your unique abilities as a person or in a couple, what's unique about your couple and what you can give to the world because of your couple. So, and comparing means everything. It doesn't mean sometimes with other people, but also comparing to your past self or your spouse or husband, the past self, comparing to other couples. For me, it was comparing to my parents. All of that, you've got to step out of it. That's where the real power lies. And I have to say that so much because there's a lot, and you've heard, you know, I feel sometimes like I'm sharing a lot of inspiration and things that it's, you know, cliche or generic. You've heard it before, but there's so much talk about mindset, and mindset is important, but what really changes you is your behavior. You know, that's what changes. You can have the right mindset, but if you don't act on it, you're not going to see that change in your life. And, you know, behavior, what's the first two letters of behavior? It's to be. So when you think about who you really want to be or what you really want in your life, think about, okay, how would I be if I was already living that way? If I already had that happy marriage, how would I be? I wouldn't be like stressed and overthinking of things, right? I would just be like, yeah, just super loving all the time. And then when I'm thinking that way, I see opportunities to do that. And that's when you got to act. And it's not always easy. I'll be the first person to say, like, this is simple, but it's not easy, you know? But that's most things in life. Like, the things that are really true, the things that really bring change are actually very simple. But a lot of people don't experience it because it's not easy to do. And it takes practice and doing again and again. So that's the message I really want to convey, is that if you want to, whatever it is you want, you can absolutely get it. You can absolutely make it happen in your life. You've got to know how to take control. And the first step is crossing out the thing that's in the way, the because, whatever is after because. And the second step is acting as if you're already there. But the way you do that is by being creative. Don't look at someone and try to act the way that they act. Yes, thank you for that. I hope this is really helpful because this has been huge, like literally game changer. I learned this in business, but it's what I experienced first in my marriage and in really breaking away from comparing and all my insecurities around, oh, I don't want to do this or, you know, make the same mistakes, blah, 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 as my parents. And so it's like, really, there's so much power in being able to break free from our own concepts about ourselves and what we can do. And yeah, that's the heart. I hope that's helpful. Like, try this exercise. It's so simple to do, but the next part is to really act on it. And that's why I'm trying to make it easier for you. That's why I've created this toolbox, Design Your Life. And I've been promoting it, but I've kind of been doing it through IG stories and Facebook stories. So I know not everyone's caught every bit. But I'll put up the link and you can see it. I'm going to show you through my computer here because I changed it around a bit. Thanks for all the great feedback everyone gave me. Like, it was first too much text and different things. You can't really see. So I'm just going to explain a little bit of what you get in it because, yeah, I mean, I really think it's, I know it's life changing, not because this is me and what I, you know, I've changed my life this way, but because I know you can do it. And the reason I wanted to share this live stream and exercise today is to show you it's possible. And maybe in some degrees, there's some areas of life where you've done this and experienced it, for me too. And then there's also areas where I'm still working on this. You know, I'm still working on the business side for me, for sure. But I know how to take that control in my life, to put the pen in my hands, as I say it. And so in this Design Your Life program that I created, it's literally like a combination of things. And that's kind of why it's been hard for people to understand. They're like, wait, what do you get? You know, is it this? Is it? So it's, I wanted to make it, it's tools that you get, that it's not like, you know, this is what you should do, blah, blah, blah. Because my whole focus, like I shared with you, is I don't want to say that you should imitate or copy or do it this way and make it simple. It's not like that. Like, life isn't like that. We have to make it our unique, what works for us. And so the tools that I give are a happiness exercise. That's like the very first thing you do. And that is going through your priorities. What is most important for you now, but also in the future? Because often, like, we think like, oh, we'll do it then. But if you're really thinking about the future already, and then going through the priorities in each area of your life. So in your relationships, in your health, in your home, And that's the first part, to pinpoint it. And then you have opportunity. I open it up so you can do however you want, but there's still know your aesthetic style, which is a lot about, it's so powerful because it's about your style. So you can use it for decorating your home and your clothes, but really, it's such a key tool for trusting your intuition and your creativity. Because everyone who I've, offered aesthetic style before, I've been doing a test run with the course and with a few clients, everyone has, like, the minute they take the quiz and everything, they see, like, whoa, I'm already doing this. It's not like something boop out of you. And I've had to explain to so many people, like, yes, I'm a style consultant. I help with style, but I'm never going to tell you, like, this is what you have to do and where, because that's kind of a concept around a lot of style. And I totally disagree with it. Like, that's why I call it innovative style consultant and changing the concept around style. Like, nobody tells you what your style is. All of us have a unique, intrinsic style, certain things to us that are really beautiful that we just are attracted to again and again. When you look in your home, you see it. You see there's patterns. When you look in your wardrobe, you see it. Why do you like those things? So just knowing why you like them, knowing what it is specifically, your style, this combination of different design elements and principles that are there, helps you to style other things, bring things together and get that pulled together look. But it also helps you to feel confident and communicate to people about, like, this is me and this is who I am. And like I said, knowing your intuition and acting on your intuition and trusting yourself, like, that is the key to confidence. That is the key to making all those decisions and overcoming those, blocks and taking the actions that we need to take to really get to where we want in life. So that's why aesthetic style is, like, so deep, and it's so much more than just for your home or styling. But because it's this new concept, I've just been trying to find ways to communicate it, and I'm still working on it. But I'm super excited to teach about it. And that's one of the fun things that's in the toolbox, is that you get to take the quiz and start using your style as part of getting creative about your life. And then the next thing I offer is a consultation with me, where we go really into detail about this, and you start creating a life map, which is just, you can make it however you want, but a visual way, but really getting, like, okay, these are my priorities, this is my style, these are different things. How do I really make this? Like, what are the next steps I'm gonna take? And like I said, writing it down, but then also talking to someone, talking to me, makes it very real, and you have to be accountable. So that's why it's powerful to have that one-on-one. So everything I've thought about in the toolbox has a connection to help you to get to, designing the life you want and really living it. And then the other parts of it is, after the consultation, I will go through my network and all the people that I know, because I've just met so many incredible people. I've read so many, taken so many courses and resources that can help in, like, so many ranges, not just business or interiors, but with health and wellness, with relationships. And I want to use that. Like, I feel like I'm sitting on all this, like a treasure, and I haven't been able to share it. And that's why I created this. It was like, how can I start sharing and connecting people in a really genuine way? Because if I just sent you a link, like, hey, we'll see, that it doesn't work. But if it's connected to your life map, if it's connected to these action steps that you want to take, then it works, right? Because it's like, hey, you said you wanted to work on this. I know a person who does exactly this, or I know this course or this freebie or whatever. And just to have that is invaluable. That's why I said it's priceless. And that's, like, something I'm super excited about. Like, this is the first time I'm offering it, but I think it's amazing, and I want to find a way to give that more to people. And then the last thing is the actual community, which is building up, and I'm bringing together, those who sign up. And in the aesthetic style membership site, you'll be a part of it. You'll get to get all the benefits as I build it up. But it's also business owners who I've met that can come into it. Oh, thanks for all the love. Hey, Cece. It's everyone. I want to connect everybody together. So that's what I'm building. Like, it's more than a membership site, it's a collaborative. And that you can really see, hey, Heidi, oh, everyone's joining in. That you can really see and connect directly. Like, I'll recommend some people to you, but there also might be people that that you see on the membership site that can really help you. And so a lot of that is developing. And I know I haven't been doing the best job of explaining that. Like, it's hard to write it down. Like I said, that's why I do videos, because I'm better at just talking or visuals, but writing it out. But if you have any questions, let me know. This is the last day I'm promoting it, and I wanted to really emphasize, like, the whole point about it is community and how powerful you are, and to really trust yourself and take that step. And I felt like inspired because several asked about this to offer, because I don't like the price for everything is $200 for the total Design Your Life package. And, you know, part of it is because you need to, like, if you really believe you can do it and act on it, and this I've experienced myself, when you put the money there, then it's like, okay, I'm really doing this, right? Anybody who's done something before, you're like, oh man, okay. But that's serious, because there's so many things that we sign up for, even me with my relationship stuff before in the beginning when I was collecting it. I'm like, yeah, I have it, but am I really going to use it, you know? And so that's important, to take that step in investing in yourself. But I felt inspired to offer, just for today, because today is the last day I'm promoting it, and I know I'm in different time zones, so it's good. Technically it's available until 12 p.m. November 3rd, Norway time. What time? Yeah, but okay. But the point is, I want to offer this one time, and I'll put it up, friend bonus, I call it. You can type it in, friend bonus, and it's to, if you sign up and you get someone else to sign up, you get it for two for the price of one. So that's 100 each. And you both use the friend bonus, and then you get it together, and then you're both in it together and part of the community. And like I said, we're building a really awesome community. There are so many great people already. So think of someone that you think would really value from this and also join in. And then you can use this friend bonus. Otherwise, the price is still the same, $200. But if you find someone that you feel would really love and benefit, and you agreed to join in together, I think that's beautiful. And I thought, like, it's a really cool way to both invest in yourselves to take this step. So that's all I wanted to share. I know that maybe there's questions. You can always post it later if you're watching the replay as well. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I think maybe just end with continuing this Nico song, because I think it's awesome. We can have a dance party. But yeah, I just really wanted to spread a lot of love. Like, this is Friday, and just to say how wonderful you are, and you know it. And to be your best self and really be someone that can bring, like, the world needs you. They need more creators, more people reaching. So we can end with the song. But I love this song because it's just about that. Like, you don't know what to do necessarily all the time, but reach for it. Keep going for your vision. It's so important to have a vision. All right, happy Friday. Thanks for joining in. And if you found this video helpful, please share it. And I will post up the link for Design Your Life. Please check it out. Join in, refer it to someone, and get a friend to join in with you, and you can get the bonus. Awesome. Bye.